Let us pray. Father, marvelous Jesus, indeed you roll us over the tide. We thank you, Jesus, for the love that you have bestowed on each of us, for the fact that we can be called children of God. Lord, we have come here this afternoon to worship your wonderful name. Forgive our sins. Lord, we ask that you may satisfy our hearts. Have your way with us, we pray, in Jesus' loving name. Amen. I want to say a special thanks to our choir. Indeed, it's faithful. It's faithful. Jesus Christ is faithful. And we can take comfort in the assurance that one day we shall recover it all. We can take comfort in the assurance that one day soon to come, we'll see Jesus face to face. I want to thank my dear sister for the toast she gave. The first time I've seen anything like that, Sister Fuller. And I'm happy that the first place I saw it was at Andrews. This afternoon, our passage of meditation is found in the book of Mark. Mark 4, verse 35-41. Mark 4, verse 35-41. Our theme, it will be worth it after all. The Bible says in verse 35 of Mark 4, we'll read together. And the same day, when the eve was come, he said unto them, let us pass over to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were all with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the inner part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose, and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Thank God for Jesus Christ. Mark tells of an experience. Jesus, for the entire day, he had been speaking to the people of Israel. He spoke to them about the sower who went out to sow some seed. And some fell among the side of the road, and the foals came and devoured it. He spoke about some seed that fell among the stony ground, and the sun came and dried it up. Some fell among the good ground, the good soil, and it bear fruit. And for the entire day, Jesus there spoke about this parable. Now he was tired. The Bible says eve was come, and he looked at his disciples and he said to them, come, let us go over to the other side. He was exhausted from the day of work, and now he felt with himself that the only place that he can find relief was to go over to the other side. I suggest to us today that like Jesus, I am tired of being on this side. I suggest to us today that like Jesus, I am overworked and I desire to go over on the other side. I suggest to us today, like Jesus, I have suffered too long on this side. And he says, let us go over to the other side. You see, there's a better side on the other side. There's joy on the other side. There's relief on the other side. There's a chance to experience rest, peace, and happiness on the other side. Jesus looked at his disciples, looked at us and said, come, my friends, let us journey to the other side. You see, on this side, there's death. On this side, there's sickness. On this side, there's suffering. On this side, there's mayhem and chaos. On this side, there's crime and violence. On this side, there's nothing to rejoice about. And Jesus says, come, my people, let us take a trip to the other side. Thank God for Jesus Christ. Thank God for Jesus Christ. He looks down on us. Recognize that as his people, we need a better future. There's death on this side. Many of us who are here today, we have to experience the torture of saying goodbye to a loved one. Many of us here today, we have had to experience the pain, the agony of saying bye to a mother or a father. Many of us here today have had to experience the painful experience of saying goodbye to a grandmother or father. I love my grandmother dearly. It was last week that I was at home in the wee hours of the night. I got a call that my grandmother was in the hospital. You may not understand what that is like. I love my grandmother beyond love. Antoinette can tell you that when I heard that she was in the hospital, they didn't call me to say, Grandma is sick and she's going to the hospital. But when they got there and they did the check and they recognized that she was okay, then they called. Because they know that I could not bear the thought of having my grandmother in the hospital. And they said that it looks like a stroke. Lord have mercy. You see, before my grandmother had a stroke, and I went there up by the UA hospital, I saw her. And as I got in the hospital, it was while I was still in high school. And as I saw her, without saying a word, tears came running down my eyes. Without even saying, Mama, I began to cry. And my auntie said to me, come outside. I cannot bear the thought that I would lose my grandmother. Because death is painful. Death is filled with pain and anguish. And God looks on us and say, come my sisters, come my brothers, let us take a trip to the other side where there will be no more death and no more pain. Come, let us go to the other side where we need not rely on King Alarm. We need not rely on Guardsman. Let us take a trip to the other side. I saw, I was passing through a community and I saw this house. It went up three stories high. the first floor was grilled. The second floor was grilled. The third floor was grilled. And I wondered in myself, which man could be so tall to reach to the third floor, Pastor King? But that is the world that we're living in, where regardless of where we are not safe. We're living in a world that, regardless of the security system that we have set up, we are still not safe. But thank God for Jesus Christ. He has said to us, come, let us go over to the other side. It is Jesus Christ who gave the invitation. The disciples were there sitting on the shores of Galilee. And it is Jesus who said, come, let us go over to the other side. I look with joy for what we can find on the other side. You see, on this side, our family members are dying of cancer. On this side, our family members have to live with the torture of arthritis, pain in the knee, in the back. But on the other side, there will be no more sickness. On this side, there's a fear of a food crisis. The cost of living is going higher and higher each year. I pass by the gas station and the cost of 1 liter is over $100. And we can't afford it. And it will not stop there, because we're getting closer and closer to the end. And it is at this time that Jesus extends an invitation to you and to me. He says to us, come, regardless of what we're going through today, come and let us take a trip to the other side. The Bible tells us that the vessel was chosen by Jesus. All of us desire to get to the other side. There's one chosen vessel. There's one chosen vessel. And this is the church of God. All of us have a desire for happiness. All of us have a desire to go to heaven. But there's one vessel that Jesus will use to get there. And that vessel is the church of God. If we desire to get over to the other side, we have got to get on board the vessel that Jesus Christ is a part of. The passage tells us, and he was in the ship, and they set sail. And verse 36 tells us, and when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were other little ships. They took him even as he was in the ship and set sail. And remember, there's only one vessel to get to the other side. I asked myself the question, what about the other little ships that were there? They were setting sail to get over to the other side, but only one ship had Jesus Christ on board. What about the other little ships? I asked myself the question, which ship am I setting sail on? Is it the ship with Jesus Christ on board? Or am I seeking to chart my own course to the other side? I ask you the question, what ship are you traveling on? What ship are you traveling on? The Bible says that there were other little ships. We have got to be careful that we are not found on these other little ships. We have got to be careful that the ship that we have found on setting sail to the other side is a ship that has Jesus Christ on board. There are many ships that have for the promise of joy and happiness. There are many ships that promise that will get to the other side, but there was only one ship with Jesus on board. If I desire to get to the other side, I will take my chance with the ship that has Jesus Christ on board. The Bible continues by saying in verse 37 that there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. While we're sailing to the other side, it will not be a journey free of difficulties. We are setting sail to the other side. It is not a journey free of hardship. But the Bible says, while Jesus was going over to the other side, there arose a great storm on the sea. But I'd rather take my chance with Jesus than to travel in a ship that Jesus Christ is not on board. Are you hearing me, church? I'd rather take my chance with Jesus. The Bible says, and the waves came into the boat, and it was now full. It was going under. There were fishermen on board, and no doubt they would have said, let us take in the sail. But water was still coming in. So it is with our Christian experience. All of us set out with one sight in mind, getting over to the other side. But all of us who are here today have experienced trials and temptation on the way. We have experienced hardship, and many of us, we have gotten to the point where we feel like giving up. And unfortunately, there are those who have gotten to the point where they have given up. They have turned their backs on Jesus Christ. But the Bible said that they call on the name of Jesus Christ. They called on the name of Jesus Christ. And Jesus came to their rescue. The Bible says, and he was in the inner part, verse 38. And he was in the inner part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. Thank God for Jesus Christ. Thank God for Jesus Christ. As the song says, the waves are coming, but he will take us over the tide. The waves are, he didn't promise that there will be no waves. But what he has promised us is that he will take us over the tide once we stay with Jesus Christ. He came to their rescue, said, peace, be still. But there were other little ships. They were being affected by the same wind and wave. But those that were found in the ship of Jesus Christ, they could call Master. Those who were found in the ship that Jesus Christ was a part of, they could call Lord. But what about the other little ships? When the waves came in and the boat was going to and fro, who could they call on? There was no Jesus on board. But those who were found on the ship with Jesus Christ, they could call on the name of Jesus Christ. And I say to us, let us choose our ship wisely. Let us choose our ship wisely. There are those of us who have set sail, but Jesus Christ is not a part of our life. we have set sail, but Jesus Christ is not a part of our life. We have no relationship with Jesus Christ. We have yet to give our hearts to Him. We have yet to give our lives to Him. What when the waves come and Jesus Christ is not on board your ship? What name will you call her? There are those who have started a journey with Jesus Christ. But somewhere along the line, they got distracted and they got off the ship. But they are still going through storms and hardship. What name will you call on if you are not on the ship with Jesus Christ? I appeal to us today. Let us examine our lives to see in what direction we are going. Because all of us have the same desire for a better future. But the ship that we're traveling on will make all the difference. We're either traveling with Jesus Christ or we're traveling without Him. The Bible says that Jesus said, "And peace be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Jesus was on His way to the other side. And I look with joy, with anticipation. No wonder the songwriter says, "View the land. I am kind of homesick. I am longing for you. I am kind of homesick for a country that I've never seen before. I'm longing for heaven. I am tired of life here on earth. I've gotten to the point where my only desire is heaven. I've gotten to the point where I'm only existing here, but I desire to really live with Jesus Christ. I am kind of homesick. I am longing for a country where I can see Jesus Christ face to face. I am longing for the experience when I need not fear death or pain." Jesus says, "Come, let us go over to the other side." He says in John, in Revelation 21, describing what the other side is like. It says in verse 1 of Revelation 21, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there were no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a voice," John said, "And I heard a voice out of heaven saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and I will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God.'" And God says, "And God shall wipe away," and God shall wipe away "all tears from their eyes." God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Thank God for Jesus Christ. You see, we know what it is to feel pain. We know what it is to cry. We know what it is to experience sickness. We know what it is to experience setback. And we long for a country where the former things are passed away. I was traveling with Antoinette, and we saw three young girls. They were in the company of some men. They were about 15 or 60. And Antoinette looked at me and said, look at that. We have come to a time when our children are being exploited. We have come to a time when their innocence is being taken away from them. Only 15 or 16, and you saw them, and your heart melted with pain because you know without a shadow of doubt what will come of these young people. We're living in a world where, as young people, we are bombarded by sex. And young boys, regardless of their age, all they do is need their hair. We're come to a world where the only desire of our young people is to party and drink and smoke and sex. And that is the end of life. But the Bible said the former things will be passed away. Thank God for Jesus Christ. Thank God for Jesus Christ. The former things will be passed away. We live in a land of happiness and joy. Thank God for Jesus Christ. You see, I rejoice in the day that Jesus said to me, come, let us go over to the other side. I rejoice in the day that Jesus Christ gave an invitation to me to be a part of the family of God. I rejoice in the day when Jesus looked at me and said, come, let us go over to the other side. Because the former things are passed away. There will be no more death, nor crying. There will be no more funeral service for our loved ones. I remembered one of my friends. It was in the month of January. He and his wife gave birth to a little baby boy. Gave birth about 10 or 11 o'clock that Tuesday night. And by the following morning, that little baby died. Died, snatched from their hands. I tried to imagine the pain that they may be feeling. I try to imagine what it is that they are going through. But I take joy in knowing that over on the other side, there be no more sad goodbyes. I take joy in knowing that on the other side, there be no more crying, no more death, no more pain. But the Bible says that all these things will pass. And verse 5 says, And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I will make all things new. And he said, write. Write. But with all that John saw, there's a brother called Paul who said in 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 9, with all that John saw and heard, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9, but as it is written, eyes have not seen, neither ear heard, the things that God has gone to prepare for those that love him. Thank God for Jesus Christ. As it is written, he says, I have not seen, neither hear, heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man, the things which God has gone to prepare for those that love him. What is Paul speaking about? John said, I saw the new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven, adorned as a bride for a husband. But Paul says, eyes have not seen. John said, I saw.
what Paul says, eyes have not seen. John says, I heard a voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. But Paul says, hear, have not heard. John only got a glimpse of heaven. John only got a glimpse of heaven. Eyes have not seen. John only heard a glimpse of heaven. Hear, have not heard. I've sat down many times and contemplated what heaven must be like. But even then, with all the beautiful, with all that I will desire to be there, the Bible says it has not yet entered our hearts or minds the things that God has gone to prepare for those that love Him. Thank God for Jesus Christ. It will be worth it after all. Thank God for Jesus Christ. The sacrifices that we make today, it will be worth it. Because heaven is a real place. Heaven is a place of joy and rest. Heaven is a place that all of us should desire to be there. But the Bible says He has prepared it for those that love Him. Do you love Jesus today? Do you love Jesus today? Are you sure that you love Jesus today? Are you sure that you love Jesus today? If you're sure, say, I'm sure I love Jesus. Heaven is prepared for those that love Him. Do you love Him? If you love Jesus, join me standing. If you love Jesus, join me standing where you are. If you love Jesus, join me standing where you are. Praise God, the church is standing. It says, eyes have not seen, ear have not heard, neither have it entered into the heart, the mind of man, the thing that God has gone to prepare for those that love Him. Thank God today. Thank God today the church loves Him. Thank God today the church loves Him. We're going to pray. You're here today. You have not yet given your life to Jesus. But you're saying, Lord, I love You. I want to be a part of heaven. Right where you're standing, just raise your hand for Jesus. Praise the Lord. I see that hand. I see those hands. Right where you're standing, just raise your hand for Jesus. Praise the Lord. There are some of my friends here who have made a covenant with Jesus. But some way along the line that in that covenant, it got broken. You're here today, and you're saying, Jesus, I love You. I want to renew my covenant with You. Just raise your hand for Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.